Welcome to my Wholeness podcast, where I send you messages that help you create success that aligns with your whole self and authenticity. After a decade of providing leadership programs for major companies and high-achieving entrepreneurs, you may know me for my book, This Is How We Rise, or my conference, She Summit. I have gotten to know thousands of you deeply and the mental and emotional battles behind your titles. That's why I have launched Wholeness Coaching, Retreats, and this podcast to help you do the inner work to align your second half of life with what matters the most. Not only do you deserve to feel more joy, peace, power, passion on a consistent basis, our next generation needs you to model it. Enjoy this message.
They say February is the new January, so I will go ahead and say Happy New Year, Happy 2024, friends. And also with Valentine's Day on the 14th of February, coming very soon, I want to do a series on relationships. Relationships beyond just the partner or spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, but relationships as a whole. As we start a new year, 2024, and the years also seem to be going by faster and faster, the world is definitely in like the next level of insanity in many ways. I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I don't know about you. When I do watch the news or I am scrolling on my feeds and it's just every single year, God almost sends us another crisis and another bomb, I feel, to wake us up. And if you go way back with me, you know that I started a company, She Global Media, in 2012. And it's always been a leadership company advancing she, he, and equity for all. And to really inspire a new generation of change makers and leaders and people and humans and parents to want to not just live their life in the world, but to lead their life for the world. And that could mean raising a great child. That can mean contributing to your community in any small way. It can mean impacting one person. It can be impacting many, many more. But when we look at even, I look back at the last, decade plus, and it's like social impact movement after another. Obviously, we had the whole resuscitation of feminism and women's leadership around the time that I launched my first She Summit in 2012. Sheryl Sandberg launched her book Lean in 2013, and I feel like that was the big resuscitation of the conversation, because somebody who was sort of famous enough and had a platform, CEO of Facebook, was able to use her fame or her influence, right, to start the conversation, even though she didn't have to. She didn't have to. Many people make a lot of money and they live their lives and they don't have to use their platform, right, and be unpopular and get scrutinized and get tons of, spam and hate mail. And then that created the space for conversations on girls' education. That gave conversation to the Me Too movement, the sexual harassment crisis that has been around forever. And yet, if you're a woman, you've been harassed basically in your life. Especially if you were like an older millennial or Gen X, when walking down the street and in a city was a lot different than it is today. Thank you, voices out there who've spoken up. And then George Floyd happened in 2020, the same time COVID hit. Black Lives Matter became just such a larger global conversation. COVID then opened the way for, flexibility and just working from home. And then, of course, that opened up the whole conversation around the imbalance of domestic work and working mothers, or just, by the way, working mother is really just an oxymoron because, or it doesn't really make sense because there's no harder working job in the world than being a mother or a parent for that matter. And yeah, so then it became about just domestic work. And then, of course, you know, more and more, we've just seen, you know, more progressives and then, wow, you know, like, I mean, recession, all that, but climate change has been throughout. But now we're seeing the big war in the Middle East. And this one is definitely a different kind of war because I think it taps into religion, right? It taps into something much deeper. And so that is where we are starting the year off. So I just invite you first is, you know, as this series on relationships is just, you know, all these different, you know, things that we read about. I mean, it's all part of the humanity that we share. And whether or not you are left or right, you know, our global politics, our global language, our global ethnicity is human, is people. And, you know, people are in relationship. And, you know, so I'm reminded that, you know, as a person of faith, that, and that means, you know, I guess, you can categorize me specifically as Christian, but I always prefer saying that I'm a person of faith and just, I'm a believer. I'm a believer in God. And I think that, you know, he always reminds me of the fact that there's nothing that matters more than people. And that's why I want to talk about relationships for this first series of the year. And how nothing matters more than people. And we have relationships in the office, at work, in our businesses, in our careers. And so let's just start there for a second. You know, there are folks that are above us, below us, next to us. And some of them drive us crazy. And some of them we love. And then there's relationships, you know, in the family, right? And there's the kids that we're raising and the people that we're dating or married to. And then, you know, the families and the cousins and the parents and the siblings. And again, there's people that we technically love all of them because they're family, but, you know, some of them we just, you know, it fills us up to be with them. And they're just nourishing and loving and they listen to us and they create space for us. And other family members will drive us crazy. And so, you know, and trigger us, right? So when, and obviously there's folks all around us. There's the other, you know, people in your community and your social networks. And it's the same thing, right? There's people that you love, you immediately connect with. And then there's folks that you don't get. And, you know, I just want to take a moment and root us in the fact that, you know, the world is made up of differences. And I'm not talking about differences of our skin color or where we're from or, you know, what we look like or our age, you know, sort of the surface things. I'm talking about difference in their story, in what each of us have experienced, in each of how we've been conditioned and how we were raised and the parents that raised us and the things that happened to us or didn't happen to us. And that some of us are also, you know, wired differently, right? We are, if you're into Myers-Briggs or DISC, maybe those of you in the corporate space are have done those like personality assessments, or maybe you have like the Enneagrams and Zodiac signs, astrology, birth year. There's so many different assessments out there on personality types. And a lot of that is, of course, there's the biological makeup of who we are, but there's also, you know, again, the stories and the traumas, you know, again, like what happened to you or what didn't happen to you or what you witnessed. And then also some of us are wired, you know, as introverts, extroverts, and it's all connected, you know, whether it's from our experiences or whether or not it is biological. There's epigenetics where they say, up to your like grandmother, you know, because like you were an egg in your mother's womb, and then in your mother's system, body, and then she was in her mother's womb and body, and how, you know, epigenetics is also real. So we're all wired differently, and it's nobody's fault that we're wired differently. And so I think that the first message here is to remind us that when God created the world, or if you don't believe in God, you know, when you just think about earthly life and you think about just the fact that we're born and that maybe we'll get to live to 100 or 90 or 80. And, you know, it's I want to root us for a moment in how short life is, and that it's so easy. I know that as a spiritual person, I'm always trying to pull myself out of the culture, out of the earthly life of, you know, we're constantly in our micro day-to-day to-do lists and details and expectations of self and expectations of what has to get done. And, you know, our identity and our worthiness is so rooted in, okay, it's maintaining, obviously, work, career, family, earning, money, chasing more success, more what culture tells you what success is. And yeah, I get all those things are important and critical so that we can provide, so that we can exist, so that we can thrive, I guess, depending on how you say thrive, but how you define thrive. But that this is temporary. And I think that in the chase or in the maintenance and the control and the hyper focus on the micro material things of the busyness, the chronic busyness, what I call our current state of the world, of the first world is, and affluent communities is chronic busyness that everybody is in, to maintain all of those work, life, basic, essential things, that we're losing sight of the fact that people actually matter the most. And that can we loosen up our grip a little bit on the perfectionism and the unconscious perfectionism, because everybody knows they're far from perfect, but they still strive to look perfect and show up perfect and have, you know, cross all your I's and cross all your T's and dot all your I's and allow things to be messy, or allow, you know, the laundry to sit around and allow your house to be messy, to make plans with those friends, you know, that allow your kids to lack a little bit more so that they can have that extra social connection time, you know, as kids, because that technically is the most important thing when you're young, is building social communication skills, because that builds so much of one's internal confidence. Can we think about if we're really burnt out at work, or we're like really struggling in our business, or like struggling in stress in our day-to-day business, can we pause for a moment? And this is what I do with my coaching clients and my inner circle community of whether it's, I call them conscious leaders, conscious parents, conscious entrepreneurs, that I'm trying to, like, people that I'm trying to get more conscious, to actually stop and ask yourself what matters more than anything is people in my life. And one day, as I get older and as I look back at my memories and I look back at my life and I look back at those photos and I look back at those albums and I'm at my deathbed, it's going to be, okay, not necessarily the perfect meal, the perfect outfit, or the perfect school or grades or work or career, or, you know, but it's going to be more about how did I love people more, and how did people love me? Like, who did I touch, and how did I influence people that I'm leaving behind, and who was I loved by? And then I think the second most important thing, right, at the end of your life is going to be people, beyond the people, is going to be, did you do what you loved? Did you use up all your passions and your skills? Did you give what is inside of you? So I think people, you know, like people experiences, how full am I? Like just thinking about the humans that I just planted seeds in of hope and positivity and joy and faith and belief, and then versus, you know, like the people that I got to the people that also impacted me, you know, and just I got to live this really, really rich life. Again, not because of the accolades and the titles. And it's going to be more about the people. And then it's going to be more about the purpose and the passion. So again, it's February 2024. Valentine's Day is coming up soon. I want to invite you this year. Yes, we want to connect with our spouse, our loved ones, our partners, couples, get a day out, get a date night out. But this is all about also people. Can we love on people more, especially when the world is so crazy and people feel really alone? Can you just smile extra big to somebody when you walk down the street? Can you stop and talk to the stranger, you know, dropping off your mail? Can you compliment somebody, be proactive about speaking positivity and affirmation into somebody, notice a gift in somebody? Gosh, that words of affirmation will probably change their day or their next season. You have no idea the impact you have on people when you actually get out of the internal of the day to day and you actually step out externally and recognizing and seeing people, because nothing matters more than people. Reach out to your friend, reach out to that person you haven't spoken to a while that you really truly appreciate and love and want to hold on to.
Thank you so much for listening, and I hope this message seeded something in your soul. Friends, life is short. The days are fleeing. Do not wait for a breakdown to break through to a higher and better experience of life. Learn more about my programs at claudiachan.com, and I cannot wait to support you.